And some bad news for hoverboard owners or sellers out there. The government now believes they are not safe. In a letter this week to retailers, the Consumer Product Safety Commission says that consumers risk serious injury or death if their self-balancing scooters ignite or burn, something we've talked about on this show. And it's calling on retailers and manufacturers to comply with new safety standards. Mike Regan with Bloomberg Gadfly, that's the commentary section at Bloomberg, joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. And the Consumer Product Safety Commission outlined the hoverboard damage that they found in their investigation. How much damage did they find that hoverboards have been causing?
So just since the beginning of December through this past Wednesday, they had received reports of 52 different hoverboard fires, and over $2 million worth of property damage was involved, including two homes were destroyed, an automobile was destroyed. And that's just what they know about. You know, it's likely there are other cases that they haven't heard about.
Well, what are the new safety standards then? What do retailers have to do now?
So there's a company called UL, which used to be known as Underwriters Laboratories, and they're one of a handful of companies that's actually authorized by the government to test and certify products like this. You probably noticed the logo, the UL with a circle around it on various electronic products. So just this month, UL came out with a protocol to test the batteries, the chargers, the whole electrical drivetrain of these things. And if you're making and selling one of these, you need to send it to UL to get it certified and get their stamp of approval. And that's really what the Product Safety Commission is looking for. They want that UL stamp of approval.
But part of the challenge here is that there is not just one company making hoverboards. In the holiday season, I was looking. I didn't buy one, but I thought about buying it as a gift. And there are so many, but you don't really know which one is the good company or which one is the bad. Now it sounds like there's some trouble with a lot of them. But there's not just one company making hoverboards.
That's part of the big problem with these things. And it's really kind of a fascinating story, since there's a bit of a mystery as to who exactly invented it. There are a few firms that have patents for certain designs of hoverboards, but so many of the designs have been copied, and it's estimated in China there are hundreds of factories making different varieties of hoverboards. So it's not as easy as, say, identifying a defective product sold by one company and issuing a recall. There are just way too many manufacturers involved, and that's part of the problem that's complicating things here.
Are they still easy to get at this point? If you wanted to go out and buy a hoverboard, could you do that pretty easily?
There's still a wide variety of them available on Amazon. They have gotten a lot harder to get. Many of the major retailers sort of shied away from them when the first reports of the fires started coming out. But there's several still available on Amazon. The prices have come down dramatically. You know, they at one point were asking $1,000 for some of them, and now it's more of a $300 to $400 range. Yes, you still can get them.
I'm thinking back to some of the other sort of fad gift ideas that have been out there over the years, Tickle Me Elmo and the Beanie Babies and all that, but they didn't cause fires. So I don't know if we've ever seen anything like this before, but we will keep watching the latest on the hoverboard situation. Mike Regan, columnist at Bloomberg Gadfly, thanks so much as always.
Oh, thank you.